We've had a good song service, certainly encouraged by the audience this evening. I pray that we all can, with our hearts, open the Word of God and continue to see the unseen. Tonight we're going to talk about what the cross of Christ teaches us about hell. Hell's a subject we don't hear a lot about anymore, certainly not in the denominational world. I regret to tell you that in the coming months, a movie is likely to be released that over $1 million was put into it. It's filmed in Athens, Alabama, alleging to tell the story of the life of Ed Fudge. It is a movie filled with misrepresentations. But it's basically an attack on those who believe there is a hell. And it's a terrible, slanderous attack upon the Lord's people. And Jonathan Purs and myself have put a website together already up trying to deal with those misrepresentations, but that won't be our focus tonight. I want to talk to you, though, about a real place. Something that, if you look in the life of Jesus, he spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. And we just really want to get an idea of what God wants us to see. As you go through Scripture, you read in 2 Corinthians 5 that there are some things that ought to change our lives. The love of Christ. By the way, tonight's lesson is a lesson on the love of Christ. I hope when you see this, you will appreciate the grace and love of God more than you've ever appreciated. Let me show you how you get there. 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ compels us. Because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We start looking at this. Jesus' death. I've got a passage, just a few verses earlier in 2 Corinthians 5, I want to read in your hearing. When we talk about heaven and hell, what precedes it is a judgment day. In 2 Corinthians 5:10 it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And in verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are well known to God, and I trust are well known in your consciences. Now that's what we do, right? We understand the terror of the Lord, and it motivates us every day we see people that are not in Christ to pray for an opportunity to some way to try to talk to them. If that's not us, then maybe we need to get a view of the unseen. We do not know God unless we can give a full explanation for heaven and hell.